Every summer, a sleepaway camp in Indianapolis hosts a special week to welcome children with something in common. Either they or a family member have HIV or AIDS. The program is free. There are a few dozen camps like this in the U.S. Peter Balanon-Rosen of Indiana Public Broadcasting visited to see how summer camp can help children process their struggles with the disease.
The unique week at the Jameson camp began in 1995. HIV and AIDS were so loaded with stigma then, people wouldn't talk about it, even within their own families.
Some of the kids would sit in the car and their parent would tell them what was going on.
Brad Higgins has been groundskeeper here for 20 years. He remembers seeing those conversations as kids got dropped off. It's because the camp had this rule. Campers need to know why they're here, that their lives are affected by HIV or AIDS.
And it might be, you know, a parent or a sibling, and the rest of the family didn't know that.
And once children learned, they needed a stigma-free place to process it. And today, it's the same deal. The stigma isn't as profound, but it's still there. So the camp has activities to help kids process their emotions.
Are y'all listening?
This is Arts and Crafts. Campers glue foam pieces to paper, planning a chapter of their life.
Oh, it's a peace sign.
14-year-old Chandra's come here for 3 summers. We aren't using campers' last names to protect their privacy. The Indiana teen also goes to another camp just for kids affected by HIV and AIDS.
Our older cousin, he passed away from it.
She says the chapter of her life she's designing is all about love.
Because I think everybody should spread peace and love.
About 70 campers, ages 7 through 17, come from across the country. It's summer camp, so there's archery. Outdoor adventures in the creek. Hide and seek.
Quietly, for some people, it tears apart a family or it tears apart emotional and mental health for people.
Tim Nowak is Jameson Camp's program director. He's worked here for over a decade and says since kids want to be at camp, you can tackle heavy topics in a new way.
Really, like, the big thing is stigma, talking about how we approach people who have a disorder or a disease or anything else that's different.
And the camp has activities for that, too. Inside a wooden building, campers design an anti-bullying TV ad. 10-year-old Chase from Kentucky is one of them.
So who wants to be bullied? Who wants to be the person who's getting bullied?
They record their skit on an iPad.
What's up, nerd?
After, Chase says these lessons are important.
People bully people with, like, diseases like Down syndrome and HIV and all that type of stuff, even though they don't even know what the meaning is.
He says people should be given a second chance, even if they're different. His grandma has HIV. He says he first learned that because of this camp.
Because we talk about it and everything. We have to know why we're talking about it, if it's not just a regular camp.
How's it feel to know everybody's in the same boat as you?
It feels good. It feels like I can depend on anybody. Like, if I think anybody is really nice or like a friend, I know that we have something in common.
And he says that feeling, that he's not alone, is something he can take with him. Chase auditioned for a role in Motown the Musical, and plans to land the part of someone who grew up to become an AIDS activist, young Michael Jackson.
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd.
For NPR News, I'm Peter Balanon-Rosen.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance.